Here's a 60-second nugget from Walnut Hill Community Church.
I said yes to the cancer support group because I found myself on a new journey without a roadmap. Our group leverages faith, prayer, and scripture to find shared strength in God's love, empowering us to carry on with our individual struggles.
On Easter Sunday, I was encouraged to join Alpha, a course that helps answer tough questions about faith. Saying yes to that and joining the Walnut Hill online family changed my life. I found a new devotion to reading the Bible, a passion for worship, and faith-filled relationships I treasure.
My husband and I said yes to volunteering at Walnut Hill's food pantry. We love the opportunity to help people and make an impact in our community by meeting a great need.
You're invited. Join us this Sunday at our campuses in Bethel, Derby, New Milford, Waterbury, and online. Visit walnuthillcc.org for more information.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm speaking to James Holland. His book, Brothers in Arms, details war on the ground, tank war. It was the story of 1944-45 and the Allied victory over Germany. We come now to May 5th, 1945. The same Stuart Hills, who is heartbroken by the loss of his good friend Dennis Elmore, is driving back towards headquarters where the Sherwood Rangers are waiting for their next orders to keep attacking because the Germans won't surrender. So they have to attack and attack. And I think they're headed for Bremen. However,
Bremerhaven.
Yeah. Thank you. And Christofferson gets a message that James has reproduced in his book. What is the message, James?
Well, it arrived the previous evening of the 4th of May, and he's handed it. He's in this courtyard in this farmyard, in this farm, this beautiful little village in the kind of sort of hinterland between Bremen and Hamburg, sort of farming, low-level farming land, called Karlshofen, and he's taken over this farmyard and building as the regimental headquarters. And suddenly this message is scrawled in sort of on a used message pad, in pencil, and he's rather irritated that, why haven't you used a clean sheet of paper? And the guy says, I had to take this down immediately on the first thing I could find. It was so important. And basically it says, no further advance, no further firing. BBC reports that the Germans will surrender at 8 o'clock tomorrow morning. Stay where you are. And they realize that this is the end of the war. And it was amazing because in October 2020, in a gap in the pandemic, I went over to Karlshofen on a pilgrimage, really, kind of following the footsteps of the Sherwood Rangers all through Germany, through Geilenkirchen, through the route through Operation Veritable, through Kleve, Gock, Issum, up to the River Rhine, across the River Rhine, all the way through that single road through the woods and forests and stuff, up to Bremen, saw where Dennis Elmore was killed, and then went on, finished on this beautiful October afternoon. The sun was shining, the oak trees and horse chestnuts were still in leaf just about. And there we stood, and you could half close your eyes and picture Stanley Christofferson being handed this note, and you could almost smell the pipe and cigarette smoke and hear the clang of spanners on tanks and what have you. And I was there with David, who's a great friend of mine, who is Stanley's son. And it was quite a journey for David too, as you can imagine, an emotional journey because, he's never been on that trip before. And, he was very, very close to his father, but his father died back in 1990, some years ago. Very, very emotive moment.
To correct the detail, it was the 4th of May. The surrender is for the next day. And Stuart Hills was headed back that evening when he saw the celebration.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Saw the celebration and wondered, what's happened? Are we ordered into the line again?
Yeah, and it's not. And it's fascinating because they all of them say, we had this, my immediate reaction was one of just enormous relief that I'd survived. And then the overwhelming relief is then overtaken by a sense of grief and regret for all those friends who didn't make it through, who weren't the lucky ones, who hadn't survived. And again, I think one can understand that very kind of human response.
We have whatever happened to. I see all the survivors. They're wonderful. Bill Wharton, Stan Perry, George Dring. Arthur Reddish, he survived. Where does Arthur Reddish head after the war? He's a wonderful character.
He emigrates to New Zealand, actually. He emigrates to New Zealand. Yeah, he's a trained bricky, so he's a bricklayer, and he sees an advert for a, you know, he has this girlfriend in Belgium. It doesn't work out, and so he thinks, what am I going to do? And then his mother dies, and his father died some years ago, and he's got nothing to keep him really in Northern England, where he's from. He's from Lancashire. And he sees this advert from New Zealand, looking for kind of skilled labourers. And he thinks, okay, well, I'll go and make a life out there. And so he does, and he spends the rest of his days out there, out in the North Island, north of Auckland, near Auckland.
And John Semkin lives to a ripe age of 2016. And you visited with John Semkin.
Yeah, with David Christopherson. Together we went and interviewed John at great length. And that was one of the most memorable interviews of the kind of 300-plus interviews I've done with Second World War veterans. I would say that John Semkin's right up there. He was an incredible guy. I just don't know how he did what he did. Being a squadron commander just requires so much energy, thought, concentration, strain, stress, you name it. You're the most vulnerable person one of the most vulnerable people in the regiment. You've got one of the most dangerous jobs. You've got just gargantuan amounts of responsibility on your shoulders. And yet he shouldered it. And it was a privilege and an honor to go and talk to him and hear his reminiscences. And, I can picture it even to this day.
And Stanley Christopherson, he returns to the gold fields, but then he comes back to Britain.
And he ends up setting up a school, funny enough.
And the school is there today. I've watched, I looked at the video. It's got a wonderful advertisement for the school that he bought with his family. The Sherwood Rangers Yeomanry, do they have a unit today, or was it disbanded?
They do. They're part of what's called the Royal Yeomanry, and a squadron, the Royal Yeomanry, is the Sherwood Rangers. So they do still continue. But they're very proud tradition, and as you can imagine, they're absolutely thrilled to pieces about the book, because it's kind of, the Sherwood Rangers are already on the map, but it's kind of helped cement their reputation, I suppose.
And they really did call their top commanders Robin Hood, Maid Mary, and Little John, and Friar Tuck. Yes, so in case
that's the name of the tanks they will give them.
Yes, and the 82nd Airborne was fascinated and thought it was terrific to go to war with Robin Hood and the Merry Men. Brothers in Arms is the book, one legendary tank regiment's bloody war from D-Day to VE Day. James Holland is the author. I'm John Batch.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
When you switch to Frontier Gig Service, you don't have to worry about your internet dropping out at the worst possible times. And you can talk to friends and present in work meetings without sounding like this. Seriously, no more of that nonsense. Change to fiber. Change to better. Upgrade to Frontier Gig Service on our 100% fiber network for fast and reliable total home Wi-Fi and get a $200 Visa reward card on us. Exclusive offer for qualified households only. Go to frontier.com/getfiber for complete offer details. Service is subject to availability and all applicable terms and conditions.
Here's a 60-second nugget from Walnut Hill Community Church.
Saying yes to divorce care, a support group for those walking through separation or divorce, was my first step in getting back to the person God created me to be. Divorce is a roller coaster of daily emotions, and coming alongside others on the same journey made me feel like I wasn't alone.
When the pandemic hit in South Carolina, I said yes to revisiting the church of my childhood, Walnut Hill, and joining an online community group. Along with my own church, the Sunday services and online group have helped me hold on to peace in my heart and joy in my daily walk, no matter the circumstances around me.
I said yes to attending youth group. I've had so much fun each week getting to grow in my faith and make friends. I even invited friends to come with me, and they love it too.
You're invited. Join us this Sunday at our campuses in Bethel, Derby, New Milford, Waterbury, and online. Visit walnuthillcc.org for more information.